Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details. U.S. only.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It is deeply alarming. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the Democratic Speaker of the House calls the change at Homeland Security after President Trump tweeted Kirstjen Nielsen is out. Nancy Pelosi says the official who put children in cages is not extreme enough for the president. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen's abrupt resignation comes as the president continues to fume over continued illegal border crossings. The president tweeting last night, Mexico must apprehend all illegals and not let them make the long march up to the United States, or we will have no other choice than to close the border and or institute tariffs. Our country is full. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McElneen will now serve as acting DHS Secretary. Besides DHS, acting heads are also running the Pentagon and the Interior Department, and the president currently has an acting chief of staff. Dave?
John, the president just tweeted, Uganda must find the kidnappers who took an American tourist and her guide hostage on safari last week before people will feel safe going there. Now, Kim Andicott from California and the guide have been released. Police in Uganda say no ransom was paid, but the tour group says it did hand over money to get them back. The president's ready to crack down even more on Iran.
The administration is preparing to designate Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a foreign terrorist organization. It would be the first such designation by any U.S. administration of an entire foreign government entity, although portions of the Guard have been targeted before.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. The president pulled the U.S. out of the international nuclear deal last year, putting new sanctions on Iran. Boeing is being sued by more victims' families from the first 737 MAX 8 jet crash in Indonesia last year, saying Boeing's CEO's apology last week was an admission. Dennis Muhlenberg said Boeing's working on a fix to its anti-stall software to
eliminate the possibility of unintended MCAS activation and prevent an MCAS-related accident from ever happening again.
That system is being investigated in two crashes. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Pete Buttigieg, one of the Democrats considering a run for president, has a message for Vice President Pence and anyone else, he says, has a problem with him being gay. Buttigieg says they have a quarrel with God, not him. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana, also told an LGBTQ event in Washington he had a hard time coming to terms with his sexuality.
If you had offered me a pill to make me straight, I would have swallowed it before you had time to give me a sip of water.
Well, despite being a newcomer to the national political stage, Buttigieg has outraised a bigger name Democrat officially in the race.
Some of the Democrats running for president are presenting lackluster results when it comes to getting people to donate. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker's campaign has only managed to raise about $5 million in the past 2 months compared to South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who's raised $7 million, and former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who's raised more than $9 million. California Senator Kamala Harris reports $12 million in donations, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders claims to have raised more than $18 million. Eben Brown, Fox News.
They handed out coveted country music awards on CBS last night, the ACMs.
And it was a huge night for country sensations Dan and Shay. They took home Duo of the Year and Single of the Year. Meanwhile, Kacey Musgraves won 3 awards, including Female Artist of the Year.
And the winner is Keith Urban!
while Keith Urban ended up with the night's most prestigious award, Entertainer of the Year. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Pinterest is the latest big-name tech company that wants to go public on Wall Street. It'll raise about $1.5 billion in its initial public offering of shares. Currently, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures are down about 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The city of Champaign is doing a meeting on the Douglas Park neighborhood smoke alarm blitz. It's Saturday morning at Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church at 1310 North 6th Street in Champaign. Again, it's Saturday, 8:15 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill into law this weekend that raises to 21 the legal age to buy tobacco products in Illinois. Illinois becomes the first state in the Midwest to raise the legal age to buy tobacco products to 21. The law takes effect this July. Be aware of this road work starting today. Crews will be doing pavement patching on parts of I-57 and I-72. So the project starts on I-57 near the I-74 interchange in Champaign. It'll move on to areas near Rantoul, Tuscola, and Arcola. Then crews will work on I-72 between Mahomet and Champaign. Work should be done in a couple of weeks. At least one lane of traffic will be open on the roads during the project. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane.
I love the milder conditions we have today with a high 73, 48 hour low tonight. Up to 65 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 39. Only up to 57, down to 47 with clouds on Wednesday. And that scattered shower chance is up to 60% on Thursday with a high 72. Right now the temperature's at 58. ESPN 93.5.
All right, Sam Banks is an executive director of the Don Moyer. What's the title again?
Executive director is good. Good enough.
Grand Poobah, man in charge,
jack of all trades.
Formerly the greatest basketball referee in the history of the game. I don't know if he talked about that very often, but he never missed a call. He never missed a block or a charge. He had every single. We've looked at the tape. Everything's perfect.
I don't think you've talked to the coaches, Stevie.
Sam Banks did. How many years did you referee in the Big Ten? Years?
Yeah, 20 years on the Division I level and 13 of those in the Big Ten.
Man.
Yeah.
And you're still staying fit.
I don't have the same knees I used to have.
Right.
But
I would argue that you go and referee a 6th grade Park District game, you'll get more sass.
That's for sure.
Probably so.
You know, I had told this story on the air, but we had a friend, Steve Welmer, who was a fine official.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine said that he commented to Steve Welmer as he passed by at halftime, "Nice half, Welmer." And they put him in handcuffs and they walked him down First Street.
Oh, really?
You're out of here. He must not have been in very good mood.
Yeah.
No, wasn't in very good mood. Anyway, Sam Banks, what is this? Is Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club? It's a Boys and Girls Club Week.
Boys and Girls National Club National okay. Boys and Girls Club Week. It's a week across the country where we highlight the work of the Boys and Girls Club in so many communities across the country, over 4,000 clubs.
Wow.
For kids across the country and the work that the Boys and Girls Club has done for so many years is really highlighted this week.
Do they have like market sizes and participation rates? I'm sure they probably do, because Champaign-Urbana is a pretty big one versus the population.
Yes, we, you know, our club, we would be considered a mid-sized club outside of places like Chicago, sure. St. Louis, that are the metro clubs. But we're proud that Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, we represent a large number of kids, and for our community, you know, we represent the Boys and Girls Club movement extremely well.
And how many people do you have contact with every week now?
Well, we're working with about 200 kids a week at our Park Street site. And this year, Stevie, we're so proud that we've reached out and started after-school programs in Rantoul and a school site at Garden Hills here in Champaign. So one of the things that we want to do as a part of our mission is to get where the kids are, to make access to the club and availability, to have a safe place to be, to have a place where caring adults are there for them, and providing the kinds of programs that the Boys and Girls Club does that kids kids are able to access those, particularly kids who need it most. And so our effort to expand and be in locations where kids and families can easily get to us is coming to fruition with our RanTool program. We have sites at two schools there, Pleasant Acres after school program at the elementary level, and we just started working with teens at J.W. Ader middle school or junior high there in RanTool.
Define the typical kid. I mean, is it parents working, nobody's home, nowhere to go, safe? Or?
Yeah, you know, the club works with all kids. Okay. But the typical kid that comes to the club happens to be those kids who may not be able to access other after-school programs. It might be for various reasons.
Cost reasons. Somebody giving them a ride.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. And so we do. We see a number of kids from low economic situations. We see a number of kids who may be struggling with family issues, community issues that kind of make it more difficult maybe for them to kind of deal with things from an academic standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, those kinds of things. And so the club is there really to fill that gap in their lives.
Well, and do you ever have to intervene? Do you ever hear things or concerned about a child where you probably have to do something? And how do you know when?
Yeah, well, you know, that's where training and the kinds of things that we actually get from Boys and Girls Club National Development work that they do, where what we do, we are trained to listen. Mm-hmm. We're trained to respond to situations that may be of concern, and we have partnerships with local organizations mm-hmm. that deal more professionally with sure. some of the things that may come up, and we reach out.
You mean a conduit, kind of a go-between?
Exactly.
To get them to people that may be really able to help.
Absolutely.
Well, you're doing a great job, and congratulations on signing a new 40-year deal with the Don Moyer Boys and
right.
Girls.
Yeah.
Sam will be there until he's 100 and some. That's great. Nice of you to do that, Sam. It's really, you're coming. Listen, you've been successful wherever you've been, whatever you've done, and what you've done lifting up this club, and I know you never talk about it, you're a humble guy, but it's a vibrant, incredibly growing and good organization to donate to.
It is. I appreciate you saying that, Stevie. We just have a great group of staff, a wonderful board, the kinds of things that our community members have done to really make sure a place like Don Moyer is in our community mm-hmm. because it is needed.
Yeah.
It is such an important resource. When people see the need, when people understand what it takes to particularly help kids who, through no fault of their own, may be in some difficult situations, they step up. And that's what's happened with Don Moyer.
Another way to give will be the Steak and Burger Dinner coming up on Thursday, April 25th.
That's right. Yeah, that's kind of our signature annual dinner. And the neat thing about that event, Diane, is it involves the kids. And we kind of celebrate what's happened throughout the year. The kids are there to be recognized for their achievements. We kind of hear from people who've been impacted by the Boys and Girls Club in their lives and how it helped to turn their lives around. And we thank the so many people in the community who have stepped up, and as I shared earlier, that helped to get it done. So
where's that taking place? How can we get our ticket?
We're going to have that on the 25th at the Holiday Inn, and we'd love to have sponsors. We need a few more sponsors to help make it a success, and you can go to dmbgc.org, go to our website. There's opportunities to sign up to sponsor or to purchase individual tickets and really help make this year's event a success.
Okay.
Sam Banks, Boys and Girls Club, Don Moyer, good work.
Hey, thank you. Thank
Always
you,
a pleasure
thank
to
you,
see
Diane.
You. Always a pleasure, Sam.
dmbgc.org.
ESPN 93.5.
Game Day Spirit's biggest sales of the year. It's the Spring Stadium Sale, Saturday, April 13th from 9 to 3 inside the Great West Hall of Memorial Stadium. Illinois ball caps for $10 each or buy two and get one free. Limited clear stadium bags for $5 each. Huge discounts on select Illinois fleece, crew neck sweatshirts, hoodies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts. The sale opens at 9 a.m. Saturday, April 13th. Enter through Gate 10 on the west side of Memorial Stadium. We'll see you there.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. Yeah, I'll give some foreigner tickets before they go on sale.
Sounds great.
I'm going to do that. I'm happy to do that for you.
Okay.
816 ESPN 93.5 Sports Headline.
Well, where do we start? Let's do brackets. Where is your bracket and how is it? I mean, since you asked for Texas Tech.
I had Virginia in the Final Four. And my new bracket, I had Texas Tech win it all.
Exactly.
Because Rob Judson, my good friend now at Marquette.
Gave you that tip.
He told me in the Sweet 16, he said, look out for Texas Tech. And I said, dang, I wish I'd have talked to you earlier.
That's right.
Anyway, yeah, they're in the finals along with Virginia. And Tony Bennett is and his dad, Dick Bennett, used to be the basketball coach at Wisconsin and came to Champaign a ton with the Assembly Hall and all those games. Tony Bennett, his son, has done a wonderful job at Virginia. Just imagine being a one seed last year and losing to the 16 for the first time ever. It's like 140 wins and one loss, and Virginia holds that. And then to make this run to the title game this year.
That is a good story.
He's a terrific coach.
I'm sure he gets a lot of my heart in San Francisco, though, with a name like that.
Tony Bennett, yeah, kind of mixed up with the singer, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he's heard that joke a few times.
I'm sure. Yeah. Baylor over Notre Dame on the women's side as champions, 82-81 in a tight game. Looking forward to a great game. 8:20 start in Minneapolis tonight. We had the Brooklyn Nets now making their playoff berth with their win over the Pacers. Speaking of basketball, on to baseball. St. Louis Cardinals win over San Diego 4-1. L.A. Dodgers tonight, 6:45 first pitch here on ESPN 93.5.
Been watching the Dodgers, and they are scary.
They've been
averaging 8 runs a game and hitting the heck out of the ball. They pounded Colorado in Colorado last night, swept the Rockies in Colorado all weekend. Dodgers look pretty darn good. They were in the World Series last year, lost to Boston. But the Dodgers, in spite of trading a bunch of people, look really, really good again. Cardinals are going to have to wake up those bats to compete against those Dodgers tonight. They've won 5 straight. Cardinals have just been kind of sluggish a little bit, holding a 4-5 record. And we'll see. And again, this afternoon, the Cubbies are back in action.
Yes, that's right. And it's the home opener against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 121st pitch heard on U.S. 105.9. John Lester taking the mound against Jameson Taillon. And Milwaukee Brewers win 4-2 over yesterday. Speaking of some good teams, Brewers seem to be really tight here at the beginning of the season.
8 out of 10.
And we are 2-7 for those Chicago Cubs.
Dodgers are 8-2 as well.
Okay.
Cardinals are 4-5.
Okay, thank you. Seattle over the Chicago White Sox 12-5 yesterday. They'll host Tampa Bay, 1-10 start on the south side of Chicago. In Bristol in racing, a first place for Kyle Busch, beating out his brother Kurt, who got second.
Brothers?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I know. That's what makes it kind of neat.
Yeah. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy with a high 73 expected, down to 48 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow and a high 65, low 40. 57 on Wednesday with the clouds and scattered shower chance at 60% on Thursday's forecast. Mild again, just like today with a high 72. We're currently at 60. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, got to check your Fox Business Minute. We still have foreigner tickets. They're coming to the State Farm Center on June 23. Tickets go on sale Thursday. Win them before you buy them. Stand by for that. Monday morning, April 8, ESPN 93.5 at 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, digital scrapbook company Pinterest is preparing to sell shares to the public. It just revealed it expects shares to price between $15 and $17. That would raise about $1.5 billion for the company. Pinterest will trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol PINS. Wells Fargo's largest shareholder is advising the company to go outside the bank and outside Wall Street for its next CEO. That shareholder is Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway. He tells the Financial Times the executive executives should come from outside Wells and also not from J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs. J.P. Morgan is expanding its financial services to investors. It's hiring 1,000 financial advisors by the end of this year. CEO Jamie Dimon says J.P. Morgan is also expanding in China. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Hey, I'm Joel Kuske with Kuske Landscaping. I believe our business is all about you and your unique needs. So I'm someone you can count on to take care of your yard, your new pergola, your backyard patio, or even a swimming pool. Okay, I can promise you that you can count on me to be there for you. We've built our business on the principles of trust and integrity, and I know you wouldn't want it any other way. Okay, I'm Joel Kuske. Please connect with me at Kuske.com. That's KouSki.com.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com. ESPN 93.5, Karen Pickard with the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, 116 North 1st Street, serving 200 guests a day. Karen, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Steve? It's always good to talk to you.
It's a pleasure talking to my wife's, I think, 8th grade teacher. And
we spent a lot of time together back at St. Matthew's School. How is Janet?
She's great. I have to comment, though. How do I say this? You haven't changed in 40 years. I don't get this. You look about the same. How does that work?
Nor have you. I saw a birthday picture of you posted on Facebook, and both you and your wife have not changed since the day you married,
well,
I believe.
Thank you. That's awfully kind. I appreciate you. Tell me what you're doing this week that people can participate in.
Well, speaking of celebrating important events, we'll be celebrating the Empty Bowls benefit just the day after tomorrow. On Wednesday, April 10th, we'll be over at Silver Creek Restaurant in Urbana. We'll be there from 3:30 to 6. And, Steve and Diane, it's a wonderful event. Come if you're not doing anything Wednesday evening. We have a group of local potters in Champaign who learned about Empty Bowls International. It's an initiative where artists decided to be dedicated and to dedicate their skills to helping reduce hunger. And so four wonderful ladies in our community started the event 10 years ago. So this will be their 10th annual. And we at Daily Bread Soup Kitchen are so fortunate because they buddied up with us 6 years ago. And it's a match made in, well, on a soup line, because you arrive at Silver Creek Restaurant Wednesday evening. You make a $25 donation if you're an adult, $10 for children. And for that $25, you may pick a beautiful handcrafted ceramic bowl made by one of our local artists.
Awesome.
And then Silver Creek Restaurant will give you a bowl of soup and some bread. You can buy your own drinks. And it's a wonderful evening.
It's awesome. Okay, what are the times Wednesday again?
Wednesday, April 10th, 3:30 to 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Silver Creek Restaurant.
Awesome. Great idea.
Nice.
A great fundraiser. Stop by and just buy a bowl if you don't have time to eat. That's okay. Just give them $25 and take your bowl home.
Exactly.
You can do that.
And may I tell you, that $25 that you'll either write a check or pay cash, we're not set up, we're kind of old school, we're not set up for credit cards, but that $25 will provide meals at Daily Bread Soup Kitchen for 50 people.
Wow.
So really? That's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. Karen, thank you for what you do. You've done it a long time. You've got a great heart. Thank you for what you do serving your community, and thanks for all you do with Daily Bread Soup Kitchen.
Well, thank you to both of you for helping us get the word out, and I hope your listeners will stop in on Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you. Karen Pickard.
DailyBreadSoupKitchen.com.
ESPN 93.5 at 826.
Arden, Urbana, and Savoy. See the menu at MyRosati's.com.
Yeah, a little extra cheese. Rosati sounds pretty darn good.
It is awesome.
The cheese that Shane buys over there is like the highest quality. That's why his pizzas are so good. Ugh, I got to get one of those. Now I'm thinking about that extra cheese. I do extra cheese.
That's like right. It. Why not?
Stand by, Foreigner, coming to State Farm, as you heard on Friday.
We
give tickets away in just a moment.
At that Kenny Chesney show Friday night, they had a big, you know, billboard that said June 23rd, Foreigner's coming.
Mm.
Tickets on sale this week.
Kenny Chesney was a great choice.
Oh, my goodness. Totally amazing. Yeah. I had a blast.
8:30, be right back with the Foreigner tickets. Stand by.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump will have a new acting Homeland Security Secretary effective Wednesday. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan with Kirstjen Nielsen resigning.
I think a change will perhaps be a positive aspect of this.
Texas Republican Michael Burgess tells Fox Secretary Nielsen was having a hard time convincing Congress to support the president's agenda. An American tourist kidnapped in Uganda named Kim Endicott is now free.
Police say the California woman and her Ugandan driver are both safe. They were taken from the Queen Elizabeth National Park during an evening tour on April 2nd and ended up across the border in Congo. The kidnappers had demanded $500,000, and while police say no ransom was paid, an official with the tour group, Wild Frontiers Uganda Safaris, says money was paid to get her back.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Trump tweets, Uganda must find the kidnappers before people will feel safe in going there. This is Fox News.
BN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, speaking of weather, we had a great time and turnout. Over 300 runners in that Military Memorial 5K yesterday
at
Bollinger. So thanks to everybody who came out. Jake Zweig said hello.
Yeah.
And
I bet he was a great speaker.
He was.
Yeah.
Just so fun to have him as part of things as a Navy SEAL. We had a high 73 for today, down to 48 tonight. 65 with sunshine tomorrow, down to around 40. Clouds on Wednesday's forecast with a high 57. Rainy and windy come Thursday. Right now, the temperature's at 59. ESPN 93.5.
The State Farm Center announced Friday that one of the most popular and indelible rock acts of all time, Foreigner, will perform Saturday, June 23. Foreigner sold over 80 million albums worldwide, 10 albums certified as multi-platinum, making them one of the best-selling music acts of all time. They joined the list of 2019 State Farm Center headliners this spring that include Kenny Chesney on Friday, this last Friday night, and Styx. Tickets go on sale to you Thursday, April 11, 10 a.m. this Thursday morning at statefarmcenter.com/foreigner, over the phone at 866-ILLINI-1, or at the Illinois Ticket Office at State Farm Center. The show will be 7:30. Doors open at 6:30 on June 23. The State Farm Center has recently adopted a clear bag policy affecting all future public events at the venue. More information regarding the policy can be found at statefarmcenter.com/bags. Your chance to win two free ones before they go on sale.
Okay, good.
This is so hard. I'm so sorry. But you have to name this tune.
I got it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Nope.
Just that first note. You better stop.
Why?
You better Stevie.
What?
Make me nervous.
There you go. All you got to do is name the title of the easiest trivia in the history of mankind.
Okay.
359-2255. Diane will choose the winner.
Okay.
And we'll come back and chat.
Sounds good.
Foreigner tickets now.
I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For over 50 years, the club has been opening doors to brighter futures with our after-school, summer, and teen programs. April 8th through 12 is National Boys and Girls Club Week. You can help us change the lives of kids who need us most and celebrate Boys and Girls Club Week by going to dmbgc.org to learn more about our work and to support our mission to change lives at the Boys and Girls Club. Whose life will you help change today?
Bryce, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
You know the song?
I do.
What is it?
It is cold as ice.
You're as cold as ice.
You're right. You win.
Willing to say.
Thank you.
Yeah. Going to be a great show. June 23. It's Foreigner at the State Farm Center. Bryce, you win two free ones, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you. I went to see them when they were at the Virginia a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so. Were they good?
They were pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, my friend. Enjoy.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Once again, we visit the... How old are those guys anyway?
Exactly.
They're all 70.
Right. Let's see, with the Rolling Stones concert being, I guess, postponed because of Mick Jagger's heart valve
thing,
surgery.
But he's
75.
They plan on him coming back, though.
Right.
You're as cold.
Yeah, I played these guys through the 70s into the 80s when I was a DJ. Played this song a lot. If anybody's done a doctoral thesis on the impact of something like Guitar Hero in the rejuvenation of bands like this, because it introduced themselves to a younger generation that liked their stuff but had never been exposed to their stuff.
Big effect.
Anyway, interesting. I mean, Foreigner, Cold as Ice. We have, I think, another. I think they had a whole bunch of hits. This is one that just came to my mind.
Oh, yeah.
They had a lot of stuff. Anyway, we'll play another one tomorrow. Will it be that easy? Probably. Why do I care if it's hard? I just want you to win.
Exactly.
I just want to show the love, man. All right, marijuana is probably coming to the state of Illinois maybe before May. That's what Senator Bill Brady told us earlier on the show. And cigarettes are no longer purchasable until you're 21. And I just asked the open-ended question, what does that do? I can smoke whatever.
But you can't buy it.
Is that really keep it down?
I don't know.
So a 19-year-old is going to say, okay, I guess I'll quit smoking. Listen, it's nice to try. It's not realistic.
Right.
They must have some study somewhere that shows that it does come down a little. I guess a little is better than none. But to not allow purchasing of cigarettes till 21, but not illegal to smoke when you're 18, it's going to be easily available. And people look 30 when you're going to card them when they come in to buy cigarettes.
I know.
And then who's the enforcer of that? Who writes the ticket for buying cigarettes when you're 20? Oh, bad person. One of those laws, you get up there, sign it, and everybody's high-fiving, and you're going, what are you doing?
Right.
If you want to put teeth in it, make it illegal to smoke before 21. And then you've got another enforcement issue. When they legalize marijuana, and it is inevitable in the state of Illinois, because they said they're going to do it, it'll be illegal till after 21. And I presume because it's marijuana, it'll probably be illegal to smoke till you're 21. Kind of like alcohol.
Right. So, and then there's the vaping products. I guess that's part of it, especially if there's nicotine in it.
You can't buy the vaping until you're 21 either, but it's not illegal to vape, I guess.
So okay.
I don't know.
Because that's popular with the teenagers.
When vaping is what again?
We really need to get a professional on. It's the little apparatus where you're just taking a quick hit.
But isn't it just as bad?
You're not lighting it.
But isn't it still bad for you?
I mean, maybe not as bad because it's
not the heavy nicotine.
Intense. You might only take a couple of
puffs.
Inhales.
Okay, but does it have nicotine?
Instead of, wonder how many inhales on a regular cigarette. Probably like a couple of dozen.
And aren't there stronger cigarettes? There's certain cigarettes with more nicotine?
Right, and the filters, I think, are a factor. But we know so much, Stevie.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad we're talking about it.
Yeah. You got a light? Isn't that what we used to say?
Right.
You got a light?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 8:43, sports headlines coming up. Cubs home opener. We got it on US 105.9. It's this afternoon. It's the Pittsburgh Sassy Pirates, who are 5-3.
Right.
Against the 2-7 Central Division favorites, Chicago Cubs. We've got it on US 105 105.9 this afternoon at 1:20. Pre-game right about a quarter till 1 on US 105.9.
You get in your car, start it up, and press the gas. And from your phone, you hear, and you respond. And then in your rear view, OMG, it's a COP. And then you learn that a ticket for texting and driving
is nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you're looking for a dependable roofing contractor, look no further than Freedom Roofing and Construction, right here in Champaign.
I'm Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. Why would you call us for a free estimate for your roof? Because we'll give you a free, honest assessment and tell you if you need our help or if your roof is okay. We promise. We have experienced roofing contractors who can handle any size job, commercial or residential. Please give us a chance to earn your business. I'm Kirk Kaiser from Freedom Roofing. Contact me at freedomchampaign.com.
Hi, this is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of our current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Help us celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by sharing the kindness and love this holiday season. Resurrection Sunday is April 21st. Please help us support our local churches, the Time Center, Restoration Urban Ministries, Crisis Pregnancy Center, Salt and Light, and all of our local charitable organizations. Jesus stated in Matthew 9:37, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." Help to increase the number of workers and do something of eternal value today. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi. So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit Geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
8:46, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Well, how those brackets doing? We'll find out tonight who is the champion in the NCAA tournament. And we've got Texas Tech at 31-6 on the season, Virginia at 34-3 on the season, going at it tonight from Minneapolis at 8:20. In the women's NCAA tournament yesterday, Baylor comes out on top, 82-81 over Notre Dame. Where's UConn at?
Must have lost to Notre Dame because they weren't in the same bracket with Baylor. So Notre Dame's really, really, really good. And, yeah, UConn not in it. Good point.
Brooklyn Nets got a playoff berth yesterday with their win over the Pacers. On to baseball, Milwaukee over the Cubs 4-2 yesterday. Cubs 2-7 on the season. Home opener, high around 65 with partly cloudy conditions as they take on the Pirates. John Lester to the mound. They say taking on Jameson Taillon from Pittsburgh. And you'll hear the action on US 105.9. We had St. Louis over San Diego's Padres 4-1 yesterday. They've got a game starting at 6:45 tonight. So it's 5:50 pregame, and they'll take on the L.A. Dodgers.
Yep.
Go Cardinals
Dodgers,
on ESPN 93.5.
Dodgers have won five in a row, been averaging 8 runs a game in the last 5, so they're tough and hitting the ball really well. It'll be a challenge for the Cardinals, and the Cubbies will try and get that win against Pittsburgh this afternoon. Notre Dame beat UConn in the women's Final Four in the semifinal, but Notre Dame was the national champion last year, almost won 2 in a row, and apparently a Baylor player at the end of the third quarter got hurt, and they rallied around her because she couldn't play anymore. She's one of their best players.
I see.
So some drama at the end of the women's championship. See what happens tonight. It's going to be defensive. And if you want to watch how, you know, they say, I think Brad Underwood even says it, you know, offense sells tickets, defense wins championships. What a perfect example of that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt if the game gets out of the 50s because it's just going to be tough defense.
I see.
It's going to be fun to watch help defense and how they move around. I can't wait to see the game because of that. I just love good hard defense and help defense where guys don't get easy bunnies and dunks and stuff, because those are pretty high percentage. Let us check our weather next.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. There's a song called I Hope You Dance about living life with an innocent sense of wonder. Here are some of the lyrics. I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance, and when you get a choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance, never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some hell-bent heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more just a passing glance, and when you get choice to sit it out or dance, I'm Habib Habib, and I hope you dance your way through life.
Order! Order! We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Presenting their case first is the Weeds, with a jury of consumers to decide their fate.
We the Weeds don't really ask for much. We just need sunlight, all the moisture in the world, our roots to grow and to get larger. That's the life of a weed. Let us stay, and you won't be sorry.
Okay. Order in the court. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. The lawn is supposed to be a thing of beauty. That's where we come in. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, we have the jury's verdict. Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
Hey, objection. Overruled.
Thank you, Judge. That's spring-green.com. Or call 359-2111.
Hi, I'm April Jewell, a teacher in Ballard County School District in Kentucky. Thanks to a $25,000 grant from America's Farmers for Rural Education, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, we upgraded the technology in our classrooms to enhance health science curriculums to prepare students for various careers. I encourage farmers to nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 STEM grants. Visit AmericasFarmers.com.
You know, Nathaniel, my son, oldest, played in a qualifier for the John Deere. And at that time, they had a qualifier on Saturday. And then if you shot well enough, you would qualify for the super qualifier on Monday. So we played on Saturday, Nathaniel at 74. Two shots over what he needed, 72 would have made the Monday. And then Monday, you'd have had to shoot 64. To make the John Deere regular tournament on Thursday. And then you have to shoot well enough on the first 2 days to make the cut for the weekend. Well, this kid, Corey Connors, did the qualifier for this Valero Open in the PGA Golf Tour and got in a six-way tie on the Monday qualifier, super qualifier, and they had a six-way playoff, and he got out. He won. So he got to play in the PGA tournament beginning Thursday, hoping to do well and maybe make the cut and earn a little money. And he wins the tournament.
Right.
Lightning strikes. It's a great country. He and his wife are supposed to fly back to Florida last night and got an email from the airline supposed to confirm your seats and check in. And he said, wait a minute, I'm in the final group.
Yeah, let's not do that yet.
And he has a tremendous swing. This is an up-and-down kind of a golfer in his career. And it didn't look good. It looked great early. And then he had four bogeys in a row, and the ball was going everywhere. And you're going, oh, this is hard. And he came back and shot an amazing score in the back nine with a 3,600 in the back nine and wins his first tournament. And now he gets to go to the Masters this week in Augusta, Georgia. It is one of those great sports stories that just, it's like Barack Obama getting his MasterCard rejected at the Los Angeles airport in 2001. And 7 years later, he's president of the United States. That's a great country.
Yeah.
It is a great country where you never know. And it can happen quickly.
That's true. And in racing, we had Kyle Busch get the checkered flag, and Kurt, his brother, got second. That's a story that's trending from Bristol. And it looks like Joel Quenneville will join the Florida Panthers coaching staff. So interesting on that, too. Of course, he's known for his work with the Blackhawks.
Oh, it's hockey?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, the playoffs start on Wednesday.
And so he worked with the Blackhawks?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now he's Florida Panthers, baby. Interesting.
I'm familiar with the Carolina Panthers, but I'm not familiar with the Florida. But Jeremy and Austin will know more about hockey coming up. But brothers finishing 1 and 2 in racing, I presume, to be very unique. But this lightning striking this golfer is just, and not obviously literally, just unbelievable turn of events when you are scrambling around trying to find any qualifier to get in there and earn $1,000 to pay for your hotel, and then he wins it all.
Right.
It's crazy. Anyway, all right, and he's had, again, some decent finishes, but to do what he did is just a Cinderella kind of a thing in golf anyway. Okay, stand by. Jeremy Warner program coming up. Tane Carp this afternoon. 10 till 6 tonight. The Cardinals take on the Dodgers from Busch Stadium. I had a chance to be, of course, on Friday's broadcast live from Busch Stadium in the John Rooney booth, the Mike Shannon booth. They gave me the home studio. It was really nice.
With yeah.
All kinds of people hanging around, so I had like a live audience all morning.
I know.
And you had all kinds of food and coffees right there.
And such great work on your Facebook Live. Thank you for getting
that?
The floor so much.
The whole whopping 500 people saw that.
Exactly.
Crazy.
We need to do that more.
We should. Once a week, I should do a little Facebook Live in here. Jeremy Warner next. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy your day.
Austin Berkland with Jeremy Warner. Jeremy Warner Show coming up next. Stand by. National Championship tonight. That'll be fun. Cubs opening day today on U.S. 105.9 at 121st pitch. And, again, the Cardinals tonight against the Dodgers. And 5:50 is when we'll go on the air. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.